Headline, The Sun, Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather finally reach agreement for $1 billion Las Vegas mega bout. Adam, how can you even do the show today? This is one of the biggest stories in the history of the fight game, especially mixed martial arts. Are you freaking out?
Yeah, because it's next weekend, I think, is the last report I saw. No, it's... Listen, there's a long way to go before this happens.
It's not done?
No. The report was, earlier today, the fighters had agreed to their purses for the fight, which is all well and good. Now, who's going to pay that and where it's going to go is still up in the air. I'm sure that they could find somebody to put up the money. I don't think that'd be an issue. There's going to be plenty of money to be made from this fight. The fact remains, Conor McGregor's under contract with the UFC, and it would almost certainly have to be promoted by the UFC as part of the deal. Now, they both want $100 million plus pay-per-view cut. Dana White and the UFC have offered $25 million each plus a pay-per-view cut. That's nowhere close to one another. Now, Floyd and Conor might have come to terms on the weight, the site, the money, all these other things, but where does it go? I think at some point, and Conor McGregor said this, hey, I don't need the UFC. I can do it on my own, and I can fight it in court, get out of my contract, and promote this fight, you know, in another way. He doesn't need the UFC, although he admitted it would go much smoother. I think it's possible they might try to do that, but my prediction is that it would just get held up in court for years, and the fight would probably never happen, or would happen at a time when nobody really cared anymore. The positive is, for Conor McGregor in a situation like this, he could do that. He could fight it in court, and maybe 2 years down the road, he wins, he does this fight, and he would never have to fight again in any organization. He could take $100 million, probably close to $150 with pay-per-view cut, and would never have to fight again, and it would all be paid off, and he'd be good. But are they willing to take that long for the possibility of doing it that way? I don't know. Now, the UFC, I think, is open to promoting it, to signing both guys, to putting on the fight. But how much longer will it take to come together if the UFC is involved? I did hear back from Dana White. I said, the report says that they've agreed to terms based on their own terms, and there's a third party holding it up.
Okay.
And I said, what do you think about the report, and are you the third party that's holding it up, which it would seem was obviously the case? And he said, not true at all. So that's a denial from there.
What'd you ask him?
I asked him several questions.
What were the questions?
Have you seen the report? What are your thoughts on the report? And are you the third party that, according to the report, is still holding it up and still is still out there to negotiate with?
And all you got back was not true at all.
Not
to which
true at
one?
All. I assume it's all of it.
That's all you get?
Not true at all. And I know he saw... I know he also spoke to TMZ after that and said it's not true. So pretty much the same thing. So basically, they're denying from that end. Conor McGregor is here in Las Vegas right now.
He is. We just had a snitch say that they saw him over at the Station Casino offices.
Really?
Someone on the text line.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
He was friends with Lorenzo. He did meet with the Nevada Athletic Commission earlier today.
Would you? When I was reading, first of all, there were some very good stories on this. We're going to get to Anthony Marnell was actually quoted.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people around town know the Marnell family. And I'll get to
good
what.
Good for him. He walked right by me.
Well, I read a quote in The Guardian in the UK. So
he talked to Brett at ESPN.
Okay, so maybe The Guardian pulled it from Bro Nakamoto, who's our co-host on the MMA Insiders. 6 o'clock right here on ESPN 1100. The show is back, 6 to 7. For stuff like this, we definitely need an hour devoted to mixed martial arts. Where the hell was I going?
Saw some quotes. There's some good stories.
So on Conor, one of the notes that I thought was interesting. The Sun is kind of a I guess it's somewhere between like the New York Post, the New York Daily News, tabloidish, and the National Enquirer. Like, it doesn't seem like a lot of the sports stories that come out, American sports stories that are in the UK Sun, are, I don't know, not to beat around the bush, they're not true.
Yeah, and I think
National Enquirer might be a little bit strong, but there's been so many that have been kind of ridiculous. Long story short, what they said was that they had evidence that McGregor had bailed on a previous commitment in the UK to rush to come over here.
That's interesting.
It's what the paper says.
Yeah, but he is here.
He is here.
He is here. He met, like you said, somebody saw him around town. It's not surprising if he's at
Will
Station
you get
Casinos.
Breakfast with him tomorrow?
No.
How many times have you had breakfast with Conor McGregor?
Breakfast once.
How was it?
Fascinating.
Where was it?
One of the breakfast...
Like the egg specialty joints?
Yeah, one of the egg specialty joints.
What did he get?
It was at Warm Springs and Eastern.
Okay. What did he get?
He had an omelet.
What was in the omelet?
I don't remember. It's like 2 years ago.
They had like bangers in there?
No.
Those sausages?
He had like an American breakfast.
Really?
Yeah. He's very American.
Isn't he the one who always... He is very American. He's always... Yeah. He'll go after certain Brazilian fighters as saying they're gringos. Like, bro, you're very Americanized. Come on now.
He was recognized only by a couple people. I have a feeling it'd be a little different now.
Okay.
Like, if he walked in, I think he would be kind of swarmed.
All right, I'm ruining your flow here, so go ahead. So tell us what's going on here. So he's here.
He is here. He has to. There's a couple things he has to do. First, I am assuming he's meeting with Mayweather and his people. I've been told by some people that's going on. We shall see. I know Mayweather was at the Warriors Thunder game over the weekend, so I think he's back in town. I assume that meeting will happen.
Floyd tweeted out about 30 minutes ago, although there has been several rumors circulating through media suggesting that I will have an upcoming fight, I'd like to set that record straight and state that there has been no deals made on my behalf. I'm having trouble reading this, honestly. In regards to about with any fighter at this time, I'm happily retired and enjoying my life. Rest assured that if any changes come about, I will be the first to let the world know. At Floyd Mayweather.
All right. Good for him.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, you can take it for what you want.
Okay.
That maybe they're going to meet and they're going to figure it out. Or maybe there's just nothing to it. Mayweather said time and time again, he said over the weekend they're very close. So I don't know how that changes from one day to the next. It's a very weird thing. It seems when they get close, they start distancing themselves. And when there's nothing going on, they both get their name out there in the media. The one thing that we know for sure of what has happened since Conor has been here is that he did meet with the Nevada Athletic Commission, and they are going to put an item on the agenda for March 22nd to rehear his disciplinary hearing.
Okay.
Now,
that was the other note, is not only did the paper over there say that he left, he canceled an event to come here. The event he canceled was actually the event where he was going to be taping his commercial, the $75K that he's paying back in a PSA.
Yeah, I think he has to do it here.
I don't know.
So maybe that's...
I trust the UK Sun on this stuff.
Good. Well, keep doing that. So
I know you're working hard on it, but...
So he is going to get a rehearing most likely. They're going to put it on the agenda for March 22nd to rehear his disciplinary hearing. That's an issue because they gave him a huge penalty. And it was $150,000. It was $75,000 he had to make in production for a video, $75,000 in cash fine. He had to pay both. He had applied for a boxing license here in Nevada, and did not get it because they just said, "No, you can't even apply because you haven't, performed the duty for the disciplinary hearing." So he's going to take care of that most likely. By getting a new hearing, they have to vote on whether they will give him a new hearing, but they'll probably just say yes to that. So he'll get a new hearing next month and then take care of that, get a license going forward. So then at least he has a license. And then you can figure out from there whether this fight can happen. But again, it almost certainly has to go through the UFC. And that's the biggest holdup.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a major...
The third part, like...
Yes.
Let's say that the third party involvement in our $1.9 billion stadium is going to be a really tough hurdle to cross. Not as tough as the UFC being the third party in this fight.
Yes, that's
true.
I mean, it's, yeah, it's...
Like, there's... Man, I cannot imagine the negotiations. Think about how difficult it is just to make boxing matches with Floyd Mayweather. Now Floyd is trying to work with a guy in Conor who believes he's of the same value and the UFC that has never really co-promoted. In this case, would be, well, I mean, it's whatever. Tri-promoted.
Yeah, good luck. And again...
What'd you see that Marnell said? So he's the chairman of the Nevada State Athletic Commission,
Yeah. Essentially, he just confirmed that there's conversations and that they've been informed of the conversations.
He said there's a lot of real stuff going on. It seems like a long shot, but when there's a lot of money involved, people tend to figure it out. There are a lot of cooks in the kitchen, but I'm not sure if we're going to eat. The Nevada Athletic Commission, in my experience, has always been well briefed by all the parties on an event or potential event that may take place in Las Vegas.
Ooh!
It's happening!
Breaking.
We got the fight! It's happening!
Yeah, take it easy.
Did he overstep there?
Did he?
Yeah.
No, he just said, hey, listen, we've heard that there's conversations. And I think that's almost slowing it down and saying, yeah, listen, it's not, they're saying there's a deal. Nobody's come to us with a date. Nobody's said anything. We've heard that they're talking, and we've heard that they're making progress on it. And, you know, what comes of it may, but there's nothing set.